Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I am Pastor Paul Esposito coming to you from Island Community Church. God bless you. Happy Wednesday. Thanks for taking 30 minutes of your Wednesday to join us. We are going to be in today the book of Revelation once again. We're in chapter 16 here today. This will air today and tomorrow. Here tonight, we are meeting here at Island for our midweek Bible study. That is being taught this time around by my associate pastor, Darren Solana. He's doing an awesome job through the book of Romans. He will be in chapter 7 tonight. You are invited. We'd love to meet you. We'd love to see you. 6 o'clock. Now, Island Community Church is at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We're going to roll out the dry erase board. It'll be shown live on Facebook Live on the Island Community Church Facebook page. That'll turn on live right around 6 o'clock. But we'd love to see you in person. If you are tuned into the 5:30 rebroadcast, you still have 30 minutes to make it to church tonight. And word of God speak. I know that the Lord will have a word here for you. Word of encouragement. Hopefully he will here today. Here in today's sermon, it might be more of a word of warning. We're looking at these terrible events that are going to happen here in chapter 16. And there's no other way around it other than say, God does not want this for you. This need not be your destiny. We'll leave it at that. We're in Revelation chapter 16. When we get to chapter 13, we're going to hear John write, I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For these are spirits of demons working signs which go out to the kings of the earth and to the whole world to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. That's where we're at here today. This will wrap up tomorrow. Here's part one of this message now. Raise your hand. We'll make sure that you get one if you need one of these. Everyone's got one. Now, I've got a little something else, too, which I don't have copies of, but I'm going to make reference to as we're going through. If you want one of these later, let me know, and I can email it to you. Let's pray. Hello, Captain. Lord, we exalt you in the house here today. Lord, we pray right now for those that are going to hear on the internet, those that are going to hear on the radio this week, those that are about to watch this on YouTube. Lord, we pray you do a great work. May the power to change be present here today through your Holy Spirit and for us as well, Lord. We come to you not assuming that we've got it all down and we're doing it all right. We listen for your voice. And the great thing is that the power to change is always present. We praise your holy name in this house, Lord. And it's in your name we pray, Lord Jesus. Amen. Revelation 16, the bold judgments, or why I dislike frogs. Wasn't sure what to name it. That's where we're at. Our study in the book of Revelation, which we're finally back at now, has taken us to chapter 16. That's where we're at. I think I squeezed all the verses on the handout as well. Now, chronologically, this chapter is close to the time of the second coming of Christ. And the judgments described here are going to fall in rapid succession. Daniel indicated that these closing days of the tribulation will be a time of world war. We're going to see that here today. So now we've come to these last seven judgments, known as the bowl judgments. Or if you have a King James Version, vile judgments. V-I-A-L. Now I'm going to read these from my Bible translation, which is called the EMTV, English Majority Text. Okay, everyone there, chapter 16 we're at. Verse 1. Then I heard a loud voice from the temple saying to the seven angels, go and pour out the seven bowls of the wrath of God on the earth. So the first went and poured out his bowl upon the earth, and a bad and malignant ulcer came upon the men having the mark of the beast and on those who worshiped his image. So if you guys are going to take notes, there's seven judgments. That's what we're looking at. So we're going to look at what all seven are, and we're going to look at each of these seven things that these bowls were poured out on. So let's call it a point and a counterpoint. Here, the first one, this first plague, let's just call them plagues. Number one of seven, as it's given in the New King James, loathsome sores. My translation has malignant ulcer, like the dreaded question asked by cancer patients. Is this benign or what? Malignant. Here the answer is malignant. Greek word poneros. Interestingly enough, it's a proper name for Satan. The word that we translated malignant, it's a proper name for Satan. When the Lord says, deliver us from hoponeros, it's not really deliver us from evil, and evil is an adjective. That word's a noun. He says, deliver us from the evil one. The evil one. It's a person, a being. So, loathsome sore, malignant. Uncle Fester. How apropos, the Greek word for malignant, again, is a proper name for that stinking devil, hoponeros. So, the first bowl, bad and malignant sores or ulcers, came upon everyone that had the mark of the beast, and upon everyone who worshipped the image of the beast. Now remember, we looked in detail what the word image means. It's an exact copy. It's an exact representation of an original. Like, George Washington on a $1 bill, or Eisenhower on a $1 piece. I've said it 100 times. I'll say it again. There's no repentance for doing this, for taking the mark or worshiping this icon, this image. There's no repentance from doing this at this time. Thinking of this malignant ulcer, you know, could that be cancer? Now, the King James translates that as a grievous sore. Halkos is the Greek word, which is the word for gangrene. An evil gangrene. See, this is not your destiny. I asked my wife to put it in the bulletin. You'll see it in there on the inside of the bulletin. This is not your destiny. Hell was created for the devil and his angels, not for you. All you got to do is call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. This is not supposed to be your destiny. This is for unbelievers, demons, the devil himself, and everyone who refuses love. The Lord Jesus, you know, the Bible says, all day long I stretch out my arms to a disobedient and obstinate people. The Lord is standing here, same as that statue down there in South America. All you got to do is receive him. This is not supposed to be your destiny. He's done all the work. He's died in your place. All you have to do, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him, you don't even have to break a sweat. You don't have to burn a calorie. So don't think, well, I guess you should think, yeah, this is a terrible thing. But it doesn't have to be your destiny. And God does not want this to be your destiny. He has provided the way out for us. And it's through his son, Jesus Christ. That should be your destiny. But it's your choice. Okay, let's move on. So that was number one. Loathsome, sore, and on the other side of the coin, this was poured out, it says, on the earth. So for all seven of these, he's going to show us where these vials were poured out on. So that's number one, on the earth. Verse 3. Then the second angel poured out his bowl into the sea, and it became like the blood of a dead man. And every living thing in the seas, it died. So number two would be the sea turns to blood. And on the other side of that coin now, it's poured out on the sea. This is the end of all sea creatures. This is about the end of all life coming up, not just the speckled trout and the triple tail and those lovable whales and manatees. Now, I think most liberals, most progressives, would not want to spend eternity with a God that would allow all the sea creatures to die. And I'll show you why I say that. It's because of the state of the world prior to his return. Romans chapter 1, verse 24, it says God gave them up. Only time he says that in all the Bible, and he says it three times in one paragraph. God gave them up to uncleanness in the lust of their heart, to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshiped and served the creature. Maybe you could put, if you got a wide margin Bible there, worshiped and served the triple tail rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. You see, heaven and salvation and eternal life, it's not about stuff or people or places and things. Worshipping anything or anyone other than the King of Glory is idolatry. Heaven and salvation and eternal life is about Him. It's all about Jesus. Look, I promise you, you will not sit around heaven and sulk because there's no more clams. I promise you, that's not going to happen. And if you would do that, then I would be led to truly question if your salvation experience is legit or not. Eternal life is about Him. Peter wrote, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, it's a good one to add to that. He says, be very diligent to make your calling and election sure. If you don't want to be in heaven because there's no clams there, you've missed it, friend. You've missed it. It's not about clams. It's about Jesus. Not about anything that's in the sea or anything that's here in the land. It's about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Believe me, when he says, eye is not seen, nor is ear heard, nor is entered into the hearts of men and women and children, that which God has prepared for those that love him. I promise you that. Eternal life is about him. Remember last week what the Lord Jesus said, John 17. He says, this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. Okay, verse 4. All right, so we've gone through the first two of these. Loathsome sores. The sea turns to blood. Verse 4. Then the third angel poured out his bowl into the rivers and into the springs of water, and it became blood. Wow, that sounds like Moses. Almost the same thing happened in his day. So that's number 3. Number 3, the waters turned to blood on number 3. Now, after this, we hear these comments being made. For all those who might question what they see, or all those who perhaps think that this is not fair. Verse 5, I heard the angel of the waters saying, you are righteous, he who is and who was, holy, because you have judged these things. For they shed the blood of the saints and the prophets, and you gave them blood to drink, for they are worthy. In other words, this angel of the waters saying, these guys had this coming to them. And I heard the altar saying, yes, Lord God Almighty, or, yup, true and righteous are your judgments. By the way, who are we to pass judgment against God? Imagine that. The worm is going to pass judgment against the holy God? Remember what the Lord said to Job. He says, who is this who darkens counsel by words without knowledge? All right, so number 3 was on the fresh waters is where this got poured out on. Number 4, men are scorched by the sun. Men are scorched by the sun. Verse 8. Then the fourth angel poured out his bowl on the sun. So that's where number 4 ended up, on the sun. Then the fourth angel poured out his bowl on the sun, and power was given to him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat, and they blasphemed the name of God, who has the power over these plagues. And they did not repent and give him glory. Now, by contrast to this, the fourth trumpet darkened a third of the heavens, but did not include additional intense heat like this did. It is clear from this and other prophecies that the dramatic changes in climate will occur in the Great Tribulation. Like I've said all along, church, climate change is real. You're right, John Kerry and Greta, whatever your name is. But there's no stopping this train, because when you see this, you see, you got to repent and give glory to God. There's no stopping this train. Don't blame the president for this. The end of the world is coming soon. Get on your knees and repent. It's getting hot in the kitchen now. Now, when this happens on planet Earth, people, again, will blame your gas-powered lawnmowers for all this. And your engine. Aren't you sick and tired of this? To want to blame your natural gas and your engine. And now they're banning stoves in California to stop this climate change. And yet the Apostle Peter says at this time, it says the earth will melt with fervent heat. No matter how hard you try to stop atomic bombs from being developed, Zechariah the prophet, he said, I saw this vision of people's eyes dissolving in their sockets. There's no stopping this train. See, the thing is for you and I to call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, he said, to all those who keep my command to persevere, him, I will keep them out of the hour of trial that's going to come upon the whole world to test those that dwell on the earth. You have an escape clause written into your contract with the Son of God. Luke 21:36. Pray you be counted worthy to escape all of these things. There's only one way to be counted worthy, and that is when God looks at you to see him. He's going to look right through you. What's he going to see? Right. Jesus. All right. Let's move on. We also see, again, people will not repent for their sins, even at this late time. And I'll say it again. I've said it before. I'll say it again. It's one of the greatest revelations God's given me. They don't repent because they can't. It's too late for repentance. There's coming a time when your conscience is going to be seared with a hot iron, the Bible says. And you, and if you don't believe me, turn the television on and see what it looks like. When you are no longer going to feel convicted in your spirit and you're no longer going to repent. The Bible says this is going to happen. You read it at the end of chapter 9, and here it is once again. People, do not repent and give glory to God. When you worship the creation instead of the creator, it's the highest form of idolatry. Probably was the most popular show in America back in the day, American Idol. Everything on this beautiful planet is here for your enjoyment. But as far as worship goes, like the angel's about to say to John coming up next week, who's writing all this down, he says, worship God. Worship God. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Worship God. Okay, now let's move on. He won't do you wrong in heaven. He won't do you wrong on earth. There'll be no traffic lights in heaven, no sickness, no needles. Now, Pastor Darren told me this week on Wednesday that there'll be no more shopping carts in heaven for him to have to push around. And from what I've heard through my moles and spies, no broccoli either. Sorry to disappoint so many of you, vile weed lovers out here in the audience. Eyes not seen nor ear heard, nor is entered into the hearts of men that which God has prepared for those who love him. This is not your destiny, church. With the heart one believes unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Your destiny is eternal life with Jesus Christ in heaven. Everything I've read to you is not your destiny. He's done all the work. All you have to do is call on the name of the Lord. It's as simple as that. Yeah, this is gruesome. I'm sorry. We're going through this. The gangrene and loathsome sores, scorching people with fire. Absolutely, that's gruesome. You know, there was a sermon way back when, around 250 years ago. The guy's name was Jonathan Edwards. And the sermon was entitled, Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God. Now, that sermon transformed the entire United States. This whole country is Christian because of that. Because some people come to Christ because they fear God. And they fear this kind of stuff happening to them. It's all right to receive Christ because you fear God and you fear this judgment that's going to come upon the whole world. He'll meet you where you're at. He's not calling you to understand it. He's calling you to call out and reach out to his life preserver. It's his son. Not to understand it all. Not to understand it all. Number 5. Darkness and pain, verse 10. Then the fifth angel poured out his bowl on the throne of the beast. If we've learned anything in here, understand the symbol, you'll understand the book. Understand the symbol, and you'll understand the book. The beast is who? Antichrist. Okay? So the fifth angel poured out his bowl on the throne of the Antichrist. See, I told you this old turkey's going down. Payback's coming to him. End judgment's coming to him. Stick with God. That's the winning side. Regardless of what you see, stick with God. Call on the name of the Lord. Don't base on what you believe and understand on what you see. Believe God at his word. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's all we need to know. So the fifth angel poured out his bowl on the throne of the Antichrist, and his kingdom became full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues because of the pain. They blasphemed God. They blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores. And now here we go again, verse 11. They did not repent of their deeds. Now when this fifth bowl is poured out, the Antichrist kingdom was plunged into darkness. This was not like the partial darkness that occurred at the fourth trumpet. This is total and complete darkness. That was partial darkness. This again is like the plague upon Egypt. Exodus, I think I have the scripture up there. Exodus 10:23, which was described as so dark during that time that people scarcely moved because they could not see. They couldn't see their hand in front of their face. This also is the last time it said that people did not repent. Let's consider it again. There comes a time in a person's life when God will no longer convict that person of the evil stuff that they do. And once this happens, you become like one of these people that we're reading about here. Look around today. They're easy to spot out here in the community or on the television. People whose consciences have been, what the Bible calls, seared with a hot iron. Now remember, repentance is a gift from God. The ability to understand in your spirit that you've sinned against the holy God is a gift from God. Look around, there's 4 billion people that don't have that out here.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
With a woman to look at culture from a Christian worldview, I'm John Stone Street with The Point. Judges in the state of California who oversee child abuse and neglect cases are now required to take an annual training course called LGBTQ+ Considerations. The training urges judges to, quote, use the name and gender of the youth they request and insist the department use the requested name and gender too. Recently in Ohio, a state-backed function featured a workshop in which activists told judges there to affirm the transgender identity of young people. Adopting language is the same as adopting ideas. When gender ideology shapes a courtroom, both the health and well-being of vulnerable young people and the God-given responsibility and prerogative of parents are threatened. Young people who struggle with gender are already at a high risk of depression and suicide. Affirming their confusion does not lead to better mental health outcomes. If the courts really want to help protect young people, they will protect the family, not undermine it with terrible ideas. I'm John Stone Street.
You are listening to today's Modern Worship here in Brevard County, 91.5 FM, WMIE.